This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. It has been 25 days since the body of 18-year-old high school football star Nolan Wells was recovered on Horn Island, a picturesque getaway off the Mississippi coast where the Ocean Springs teenager went by boat to celebrate the 4th of July. Wells never returned home that evening, triggering a massive multi-agency search before his body was found on July 6th. The case has drawn national attention and widespread online speculation after photos surfaced showing Wells, who was black, with white friends on the boat that day. High-profile attorney Ben Crump represents Wells' parents, Elmore and Christine Wansley. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department leads the investigation, while District Attorney Angel Myers McIlrath confirmed case details will remain sealed until presented to a grand jury. With official updates limited, frustration mounts across the Mississippi coast as unverified claims spread across the internet. National interest has intensified following significant financial reward pledges. Actor Tyler Perry and civil rights figure Reverend Al Sharpton each offered $50,000 for information leading to an arrest, an announcement Sharpton made alongside the Wansley family during Wells' funeral. Former NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens pledged an additional $25,000. Now, Dr. Benjamin Hudson, whose son Warren was on Horn Island with Nolan on one of three boats that day, matched Sharpton's $50,000 offer, bringing the total reward to $175,000. Dr. Hudson explained he offered the money to bring justice to the Wells family and counter harmful rumors, revealing his family received thousands of death threats. Meanwhile, attorney Russell Latino announced he is preparing defamation lawsuits on behalf of another teenager who was on the island while serving a cease and desist letter to influencer Kimbria Lee. Speaking Thursday at the National Urban League annual conference, Christine Wansley made an urgent plea for witnesses to contact Ben Crump's law firm.
Just know we will not be distracted. We are ready to do whatever we need to do as his parents to continue for him, because Nolan is not here. He is not here to speak for himself. He is not here to tell us what happened. So again, we will not rest until we get answers. And if you know something, you need to let us know.
That impassioned appeal from Christine Wansley highlights the agonizing wait for answers that continues to grip the Ocean Springs community. More crime and justice news after this. In New Mexico, a landmark ruling has delivered a major blow to prosecutors in the murder case against former high school cheerleader Alexi Treviso. In a unanimous decision, the justices of the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled that body camera footage and incriminating statements Treviso made inside her hospital room cannot be used at trial due to doctor-patient confidentiality. The high school senior arrived at Artesia General Hospital complaining of severe back pain in the early morning hours of January 27, 2023, where staff administered morphine while awaiting test results. Treviso used the bathroom, and a cleaning crew member later discovered a heavy trash bag containing a dead newborn baby. When Dr. Heather Vasquez entered the room accompanied by police officers to disclose the discovery, body camera footage captured Treviso's reaction as she admitted placing the infant in the trash bag.
We discovered a dead baby in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. It came out of me and I didn't know what to do.
Lexi, I told you about this.
But
I just asked you, baby, to tell me the truth.
It was not. Crying
or nothing. What did you do to it?
In terms of delivering a baby, and it looked like you tried to hide it, we do have to have the police involved.
And nothing was crying. It came out with nothing.
Justice Michael Vigil wrote that Dr. Vasquez ambushed Treviso without authorization by bringing armed officers into the room and disclosing medical information during an unresolved medical crisis. Because Treviso was in a compromised medical condition, the court ruled her physician-patient privilege was not voluntarily waived. Prosecutors must now rebuild their first-degree murder case without the hospital surveillance footage, body camera recordings, or the teenager's statements, despite autopsy findings indicating the infant had air in his lungs and suffered hypoxia consistent with breathing after birth. In California, a 23-year-old man faces murder charges in connection with the shooting death of his mother, whose body was discovered hidden inside her vehicle. The Orange County District Attorney's Office announced that 61-year-old Teresa Jones was found dead on July 11th in the passenger seat of her car parked outside a Fullerton church. Jones was reported missing on July 7th after failing to pick up her grandchild and missing repeated phone calls. Authorities allege her son, Emmanuel Wesley, shot her on July 4th directly outside the Fullerton Police Department. Surveillance video captured Jones driving up to the station before slumping over behind the wheel. Investigators say Wesley exited, pushed his mother into the passenger seat, and drove off. Jones, a devoted mother and grandmother affectionately nicknamed Cardi B by loved ones for bringing joy and laughter, suffered 2 gunshot wounds to her back. Wesley pleaded not guilty to felony murder and a firearm enhancement. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.